What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode with the Power of a Growth Mindset. We are joined by another special guest this evening. She is a podcast host of Radio 106, established in 2020, where she gives a fresh look and perspective on some of life's most controversial topics, including politics, religion, and relationships. She is a native of Louisiana, and she has a ton of projects going on. Some of those major projects include working as a personal assistant for Auntie Promotions in Houston, Texas. She's a part of a rap group called The D League. She has released a recent single called Super Hard on YouTube, and she continues to hold showcases for local talent in her hometown, Hammond, Louisiana. Kimberly, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thank you guys for having me. I am doing well. A bit overwhelmed due to everything that I'm trying to get accomplished, but success does not come with you're going to do hard work without getting success. So that's where I am now.
Yeah, I definitely feel that overwhelmed, like myself, like with all that, you know, what's going on in society with their current work and everything, you know, it can be a lot. But most importantly, you know, here on our show, we promote like understanding it's okay to not be okay. And though we may be overwhelmed, like you stated, you know, just allowing yourself some grace. And, you know, because like we're still in the pandemic, and I'm not trying to excuse that from like the different emotions and feelings that we may experience. However, at the same time, this is uncharted territory for all of us. So, you know, just allowing yourself some grace, and like you only can do one thing at a time. And we just want to say welcome to our show. And I hope we are able to engage with each other. But most importantly, some of that overwhelmness that you are experiencing currently, you can learn from us, and we learn from you. And hopefully we can help ease that a little bit, you know, because that's what it's all about, helping other people. But most importantly, creating that space for our platform, creating that space for our culture and others outside of our culture to be able to engage in these conversations that we plan on having today.
That's real. So today is actually World Mental Health Day. And I know you had just mentioned you're feeling a little overwhelmed. I know this is a topic near and dear to Mike and myself, but we always love to kick off the episodes with just a general check-in, just to see, you know, where you are, how you're doing personally, professionally, physically, spiritually, wherever you're at. If you don't mind giving our audience just a little bit of a glimpse, I know you just said you're a little overwhelmed, but you know, overall, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, honestly. Recently we had a hurricane come through last month that was actually on the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. It was very catastrophic, to say the least. Myself, as well as many others that I know and love, are experiencing some really difficult times right now. But the positivity, man, you just have to have something to work toward to distract you from the reality sometimes.
So let's talk about that, right? You know, we've got a lot going on. You said, you know, there's a hurricane that just passed. What's been your distraction? I know we've got the hurricane. Obviously, we're still in a pandemic. What's been your out amongst everything that's been going on currently?
To be honest, really focusing completely and solely on my business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were plenty of things that has been a distraction, or that I had allowed to become a distraction. And I really had to refocus and hone in on where do I want my business to go, and being spiritually fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And making sure that my purpose is going to be fulfilled as well within my business.
That is real. And, you know, with everything that you're going through, and some of those factors you can control, and some of those factors you can't control.
Right.
How are you, you know, taking time for yourself? Because I noticed that you say you had a business. Mm-hmm. And you also have, I'm assuming Radio 106 is part of that business, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And so I wonder, you know, what are some, Gandhi said some of your distractions, but what are some of those things that you pour into yourself? Like, how have you been pouring into yourself over the last couple of months, you know, with surviving the hurricane? And I'm not for sure, how is that, all of that going, like with the cleanup and like family? How is all that? Because that's a lot. Like,
it is.
Though I'm blessed to not have had to deal with that. You know, I think Hurricane Florence like came to North Carolina maybe like 2 years ago, and it did something to our community, but I wasn't necessarily impacted, though my friends and family members were. I wasn't, and but the way that I felt wasn't exactly how they were feeling. So I wonder, you know, how are you pouring back into yourself, and how's family?
Family is good. It's been a lot to try and take on. Recently, my apartment complex had been deemed uninhabitable. So there is issues with relocation. You know, there were personal belongings that I lost, as well as my car. You know, so it's been a lot to try and maneuver through. But ways that I've been trying to pour back into myself is really trying to healing myself and staying spiritually grounded. That's really, really, really been more of a safe haven by creating things or creating my affirmations and really focusing on my manifestations and making sure that I'm going into the right profession and that I am being as much as myself as possible to try and help somebody else. Because a lot of times, just a conversation can help somebody. So
true. That is very true.
That's basically all I've been focusing on, trying to make sure that I weed out the negativity fully and really focus and stay positive.
Got you. And so I noticed that you you said that you know, lost an apartment, lost a car, and I'm sure other valuable things as well. Are there ways that other people can support you? I'm not for sure if like you have maybe like a public GoFundMe page or like, are there like community supports, or is there like a plan in place to help support people like yourself and other people who may have lost even more?
Right. I had been working with another outreach program, trying to assemble some things, but it's harder to try and do it as far as the community when there's so much more on your plate as well.
Yep.
So once I get myself together, the plan is to take everybody else with me.
So how can we help? Like, you know, we have an audience here. How can the Power of the Growth Mindset and our audience help support that vision and mission that you have once you are able to get yourself together and back on your feet?
Well, that is very generous of you guys, and I appreciate the support. The only thing that I could think of is we could possibly collaborate on maybe a fundraiser of sorts. Or in the meantime, in between time, there is that Cash App and Radio 106.
That's right.
Don't put that Cash App out there. Go ahead. Put it out there.
Yes,
I mean, because hey, you never, like I said, this is what we're here for. And you know, like, we are all going through something, but you having the heart, the boldness to be able to come on our platform and just be able to share your story. But most importantly, share what you're actually going through now. But also keeping in the back of your mind, I want to help other people. We want to support stuff like that. And, you know, for anyone who's out there who can support us with whenever we collaborate together, but most importantly now, maybe giving something or even sending something, I'm not for sure, but those who can, I know they will, because, you know, it's in our heart. Not everybody on this planet is me, but at the same time, you know, sometimes if we don't know something that's going on, we can know, but if we don't know, then the reaction is different.
Right.
So go on and drop that Cash App. For those who can, you know, I'm sure they will.
Well, it's #Radio106, R-A-D-I-O 106.
Okay. Y'all hear that? #Cash App, Hashtag Radio 106. All right. And so, you know, I'm gonna help out. So I'm gonna send something that way too. So, you know, I'm gonna be the first person to go ahead and you know, contribute. But definitely, and we can follow up after the show. Yep. We'll talk about what we can do to help collaborate, because I know some people are still recovering from Hurricane Katrina. Yeah. And, you know, like, I am blessed to not be in that position, but at any given point or second, that could be me. It could be through a car accident. It could be through anything. So I'm never too, you know, boastful or too arrogant to the point where when I have to give, or when I know have knowledge to give, I will always share, because, you know, anytime that could be me in that situation.
That's right. That's right.
Right. Right. I appreciate you guys' concern, you know, being able to bring me on the platform. And that was, you know, my main focal point, to bring awareness, because it, like you stated, it's so many people that are still recovering from Hurricane Katrina. And it's so different, because New Orleans is 45 minutes away from where I am, mm-hmm. but the damage wasn't nearly compared to what it was this hurricane. Right. And it's just mind-blowing that the way our economy is set up, the way that the government is set up, you know, it's been really, really hard. It's been a month after, and I'm just starting to get support from the government. You know what I mean? Not saying that we're supposed to rely on it fully, but in instances like that where it's natural and there's nothing you can do about it, you know, it's just really devastating.
And again, thank you so much for sharing and coming on our show and being vulnerable. And like I said, we hear you.
So I have a follow-up question. So, you know, you already spoken on it. You want to give back. You want to find ways to ensure the people around you are growing. And I think that was evident when we were hearing a little bit about your story even before we started talking today, right? You know, you're showcasing local talent. You're doing stuff to up-level those around you. So we want to switch over a little bit and talk more about, you know, your business, more about you and you know, what's going on in your life. So before we really dive into, you know, the team, the things that you're involved in, we want to know, Kimmy Cole, you know, where did that come from? I know you go by Kimberly Spears, but I know that you're involved in music. Where did this inspiration, where did all this come from?
Well, the inspiration from music, I have always, always, always loved music. I mean, I go to sleep listening to music. I wake up listening to music. I study the notes, the chords, the riffs, you know, all of that. So I've always been in love with music. When I started rapping, I started rapping after I couldn't dance. So after that, you know, I said, you know what? I'm going to start rapping. I had a boyfriend that was also a rapper locally. Mm-hmm. And he was very encouraging. And he had some other friends that were also rappers. There was a couple and a brother. And we formed a group called the D-League. And from there, you know, we started doing shows and recording together. But unfortunately, you know, the group thing didn't work out mm-hmm. for different reasons. So after that point is when I started to work with Auntie Promotions out of Houston. And then, now mind you, this is 2012, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was booking shows for artists that are huge now, and I had no idea. You know, first and foremost, I was from Hammond, Louisiana, so I wouldn't know about those people. And I was thinking about the names, like, Ray Shrimmer, what is a Ray Shrimmer? And when they finally dropped, I was like, oh my God, I have been booking shows for megastars and had no clue.
We see that on your radio station that you talk about different topics around politics and religion and relationships. It's kind of similar to us. tell us a little bit more about that. I know you said you grew up from a small town. I myself as well. I mean, we have one stoplight and literally use Dollar General for everything. So, you know, what inspired those topics?
It's the conversations nobody likes to have.
Ooh, addressing the elephant.
Okay.
People shy away from, you know, or maybe they can't handle not being right or someone always agreeing with what they say. And it's perfectly fine for us to agree and disagree, you know, agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. So that's basically how I am on my platform. I am completely open to all conversation in every realm because that's the type of person that I am. I'm just everything at once.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that as well because, you know, coming from a small town as well, sometimes when you say that you have like big dreams and sometimes you can be that big fish in that small pond. And a lot of people, if they never heard of like engineering or anything outside of what is currently in the county or the town, they were like, well, you can't be that because you don't see nobody else in that community like that. So I wonder, is that similar to your story? And if so, what inspired that particular route of going to like dropping that single, you know, creating that platform for having a podcast now, radio station, instead of taking maybe like the route they say, or your parents may have said, well, we want you to be a lawyer, a doctor, or something of that sort?
Well, honestly, the pandemic did inspire the podcast more. Mm-hmm. Since I'd always been into music, I noticed once that I did start to record and do shows and things like that, that mm-hmm. there was so much underground talent that people did not have a platform to use, or they didn't have the means to be able to put their music out there, or maybe they didn't have, you know, the funds to be able to record. Mm-hmm. So that was another reason why I started to venture more often to the radio station, because initially I implement songs into my podcast anyway, because I'm a music person. So once I started there, I actually did a show that was basically just music, all local artists. And that was one of the most successful podcasts that I had done. So that really sparked the idea to move forward with the radio station.
Got you. I like it. And so now with the radio station, and I see that you started 2020 last year during the pandemic, where being that we're now almost a year later and going into almost year two, how is things going for your radio station?
Well, okay.
Talk to us.
It's been going kind of slow because mm-hmm. there were things that I needed to put into perspective and just steps that I needed to take. So also I wanted to make sure that once I got off the ground, that it would be immediately successful. I know that is a wild stretch, especially with starting something new and mm-hmm. in that lane, but that's something that I felt needed to be done for the community, for as independent artists, as far as small labels, you know, things like that, platforms to showcase independent artists, small businesses, things like that.
Mm-hmm. So I guess with this, right, you mentioned like things have been a little slow. And I know Mike and I talk about, you know, business and things all the time, right? You know, it's a process. You're going to have times where things are quick and, you know, are accelerating and going the way you want them. And then you're going to have periods where you're going to have dips. So I guess I'm curious, you know, even with things being a little slow right now, you know, what are some of the things that you envision? What are some of the things that you're working on, especially in this slower period, to ensure that, hey, maybe it's in 2022 or maybe it's next month, things are going to pick back up? Because I know we've got some folks in our audience who are starting their own thing, or are going through the same thing that you are, where they, you know, they thought that they things would take off really quickly and they did, but then there's that weird, you know, that weird period where things are a little slow. So curious to hear what you're working through and what you're working on to get back to where you want to be.
Well, things that I've been working on is being consistent with Radio 106 podcast. Mm-hmm. Also, there's another podcast that I also have that I'm working with. I have other podcasters that are going to be working with me as well, as far as the network goes. I'm in the process of making sure that I have DJs as well as other avenues of having entertainment as far as the music goes.
Mm-hmm.
And implementing different people. You know, I don't want to have something where everything's the same, everybody's the same. You know, we only play this one type of music, or we're only speaking about these one situations, topics on the podcast. I want something for everybody.
Right.
So I've been doing that. There is something really, really big that I'm working on as well that's supposed to be happening really, really soon. So I'm working on that. I can't speak on it yet, but keep your eyes peeled.
Hey, okay. Hey. Okay. Hey, that's what we like to hear. Like, you know, I was telling Gandhi, you know, that sometimes the best way to move is in silence, because sometimes when you put it out there in the ether and then everybody just, yeah, I hear that, man. I don't believe that can happen. La, la, la. And so sometimes they don't necessarily understand, like, the drive that you have. And like, for me, I know it's feel like I always have to prove a point, but then I came to a point in my life where I'm just like, at this point, it's best to move in silence and, you know, keep a few people in my corner to kind of like, hey, hear me out. Let me know what I should be thinking about. Let me know if don't tell me no, this is not possible, but challenge me so that, you know, I'm actually in this for the long run. And, you know, that's, for me, that's how I've learned to go about moving, because like you said, you know, you got something that you want, you got something cooking up and you don't want to put it out there yet. But I encourage you, you know, to have those type of people in your corner, because, you know, like, I see that you got a lot, you want to do a lot, but most importantly, like, that execution, and as a business owner myself, that's the hardest part. Like, you have a lot of ideas, but then it's just like, bam. How can I execute this? How can I be execute this with fidelity? And, you know, because the last thing you want is people who feel like you have potential to say, you know what, she got a lot of things going on, I ain't got time for that, because she don't know what she really want to do. And so, you know, just dropping a little gems and like from a friend to another friend, you know, like, hey, we see you, we hear you, and I, you know, I hope everything that you have planned and are planning comes into the light for you.
I really, really appreciate that. And we will speak about it off camera. We will speak about it off camera.
Let's do it.
Okay. Hey. Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
What I've learned within these past maybe 6 months, you never know who feels a way about you. You never know where the jealousy lies. You never know who is waiting for your downfall. And that's another reason why I try to keep everything as close to me as possible between me and God, because that's where I want to go, you know? And I feel as though when you say things prematurely, you know, people speak against it. You know, a lot of times people don't want you to do what you said you're going to do. They want to see you fail a lot of times, especially in a small town. So I try to keep minimal conversation as far as my business and what I'm working on, because I don't need any negativity blocked it.
Yeah, and you know, that mindset that you have, I wonder what developed that mindset for you. You know, like the mindset, you know, you have to keep things to you. And also, I see that you reference a lot to that small town. And, you know, coming from a small town, me and Gannon, we talked about this a lot. You know, that small town syndrome is real. Yep. Like, they feel like this is it. This is like, don't get me wrong. That could be it for them. But for me, there's more, there's way more, but it's just like, how do you, I don't want to say humble because it's just like you stopping at a particular standard, but how do you remain faithful, but most importantly, true to your beliefs and dreams, but also valuing your family and anyone else, but from a distance, because sometimes you have to create that distance in order to leave the nest, in order to bloom and blossom to the person who, you know, the creator has called you to be.
To be honest with you, I have been sort of in hermit mode. Like, I've really been working on myself internally, okay? Mm-hmm. My spirituality, getting into with who I am, trying to grow from traumas. So it's taken isolation for me to be able to really focus and identify myself and work on who I am. So once I am around more people, I can be able to respond to them better and not feel like I'm paranoid, thinking like, wow, you know, because you never know.
Right. It's wild that you bring that up because, you know, Mike and I have talked about this before. I know, like with me personally, you know, I moved back during the pandemic. I moved back home. I went into a mode where really I just had to be to myself. And you know, I leaned on the folks that were closest to me. I leaned on Mike. I leaned on to other friends and family. But honestly, I really just had to take that time and that space to work on me, because at the end of the day, when you're working on yourself and you're working on your own personal growth and development, everything around you is going to blossom. And the people that are closest to you and the things that you touch and interact with day in and day out are going to feel what you're feeling, because it's like, okay, I'm in a good space to move how I want to move, or I'm in a good place where I can work on these types of relationships or grow my business or, you know, apply myself in this direction. So I applaud you for that, because I think when you start thinking about, and especially in the place that you're at with your radio station, like you need to be in that space or have that space to allow you to just grow and blossom. And I think that's where you're at right now.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for acknowledging that. And then when you start to make changes, sometimes everybody's not going to understand it. And they may not even like that version of you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But you said they may not. They won't.
Right. Nope.
Right. They won't.
True.
They won't.
Nope.
Because this is how it's going to go. You think you better than us now? So you don't left a little small town. Now you going to the big city. Or you think you good. Oh, you'll be back. And granted, just throwing this out there, this is not everybody, but this is my experience. And so yeah. I'm sure based off what the nibbles and bits that you're putting down and what I'm picking up, I sense that. I sense that.
I'm sorry to interrupt, because I wanted to throw this little tidbit in there. But I actually heard a quote around this the other day by Mitchell Clark. And he actually said, your new life will cost you. It'll cost you your old life, the people you had hoped to bring with you and the distractions that numb the pain. But your new life will be worth the investment. It will meet you outside your comfort zone in a world that makes space for your growth. And so as you were going back to, like, you know, and Mike just hinted on that, you can't take everybody with you. People aren't going to see your vision. But at the end of the day, by you taking the time to just invest in yourself, figure out the direction that you want to go. Like, I don't think that life is intended for you to bring everybody with you. But if you've got a dream or a goal or something that you're aspiring to become or do, you just got to go do that. And the right people will come when needed along that journey.
I completely agree with that. There are a lot of things that can distract you or will hinder you, excuse me. One thing that I used to let hinder me was past traumas and generational curses. Mm-hmm. That's something that I have been working diligently to overcome. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I love my family in their entirety, my friends, but I am so misunderstood that I just end up pushing everybody away from me so I can regroup and get my mental together, because it's really stressful always being in defense mode. So I find that being away and really just focusing on myself helps me to be able to be around people more, and then for not long.
That's your truth, but so many other people's truth as well. And sometimes people are in different stages of realizing that truth. And I'm glad you say you're working on that, because, you know, that's a part of our show, Breaking Curses and Building Legacies. You know, we can't change the family that we were born into. But what we can do is find opportunities, not necessarily change people, but educate our family members. Because sometimes, and I oftentimes refer to this, sometimes we were taught the wrong things by the right people.
Yep.
Because at that given point in time, that's all they knew.
Yeah.
And there is no fault to their to anyone, because, you know, for example, my parents, I think mom high school education and father as well, and I think they both dropped out in high school. And, you know, I look at my relationship with them, and I also look at my relationship with my father, because, you know, we stay in the same house, but we barely say two words to each other. And so I look at who I am today, and being an educated man is powerful, but I don't use that as a tactic to allow that to create intimidation from him to me. But at the same time, I have to think about how he's thinking when it comes to forgiveness or creating that opportunity for those conversations. What is his take on that? And so when I look at who I am, a question that I often ask is if he's asking, how am I going to have that conversation with my son? I haven't been there all his life, but I'm just going to randomly show up in the picture and try to build a relationship with him. He may feel that just because I'm educated, he can't touch that. And that's not necessarily the case, you know? That's not necessarily the case, because sometimes you can have street sense and book sense, and sometimes it can be lacking on either end. And so, you know, it's just helping people. And so I had challenged myself to find ways to rebuild that relationship, because once upon a time, when I was a young boy, we were close. But then, like you said, trauma. And so it's just like finding those ways to help process the trauma yourself, so you can go back and kind of help rebuild, help rebrand your family in a sense. Like, and when I say rebrand your family, if you're going to have a child or adopt a child or whatever the case may be, then you can end those generational curses. Because sometimes you can't, sometimes that is deeply rooted so far back to the point where you can't even go back that far. But what you can do is begin with today and move forward, and then teach your kids the things that you were never taught. And so I appreciate you for bringing that up, because for me, that's what I experienced. And, you know, I would love to know more, like, how are you processing that trauma? Like, are you going to therapy, or are you finding different creative ways on your show? You know?
Well, actually, yes, I did take my trauma on the road to my podcast.
Okay.
There were a few conversations that I had with my mom, and I always talk to my sister about things that bother me, or things, ways that I feel that our family connection could be stronger. This is actually another podcast that I did on Men's Viewpoint with Traylon Curry, about toxic family members. That was the name of the show. And that really helped identify some things, because I was on another live with him and I asked a question for myself of why is it that I felt I attracted toxic partners. And we were able to unpack a lot. I've been to therapy once before, and although it did help, what I didn't understand then is that healing is reoccurring. So every day won't be sunshine. There will be certain triggers. There will be certain memories that will bring you back to those low places. But being able to identify how you got there and what helps you get out of that and be able to let go of those past traumas.
So how did that conversation go with your sister?
Well, the point that you made about how our elders think and a lot of their upbringing, what I had to really understand is that at the end of the day, my mom was a woman, you know, she was human. There were things that she didn't know. Then there were things that she just made mistakes on, you know? And being a mom myself, I find myself being in some of those same situations that she was in. And really, I was kind of hard on myself because I was very adamant about not being like my mother. But it was like the more I tried, the more I was, you know? And after realizing that she was just a woman herself and forgiving her for her past indiscretions, it made more sense. And that was one of the conversations that me and my sister had to have, that we had that sort of understanding. It was just that some of the things that took place in our childhood, I was still upset about. And I had a conversation with my mom. And, you know, with the older generation, they're like, look, I already told you this. I don't want to keep living here.
Big facts.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, go ahead.
No, I was not. Hold on, Gannett. Let her finish. I think she was getting to a point where I think she was about to touch on something that was kind of important and she wanted to share.
Go ahead.
So, like I said, you know, my mom, she's like, look, I already, look, how many times do you want me to say it? So right. I'm like, oh, okay, mom, I just really want you to understand. She's like, look, I don't want to talk about that. Let's move on. So, hey, it was time to move on.
It's time to move on. And you know, again, I know you want to say something about that, but that's kind of like similar. But like I said, a lot of people go through this.
Yep.
And you're right. It's time to move on. But I need for you to be authentic with me right now, because you experienced it and I experienced it as well. And we need to talk about this because we need to move forward from this, but I need your help. And, you know, it goes back to being understanding. And in that forgiving process, you have to understand, just because you're ready to forgive and close that chapter, don't mean the other person is. And so, you know, sometimes you have to be okay with not getting closure.
Yeah,
because sometimes releasing yourself from that situation or that happening or whatever that traumatic experience or whatever the case may be, you know, sometimes just accepting the fact I'm walking away from this today. I'm no longer allowing it to take control of me. I'm no longer allowing it to have like control how I think, respond, how I show up in relationships. And I know that's easy said than done, but there's a lot of work when it comes to overcoming traumatic events. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, thank you so much for bringing that up. You know, I couldn't not say that because I knew you were going somewhere with what you were saying, but at the same time, this is a video, so I can see you, and I know our audience won't be able to see you, but at the same time, I can read the body language. Yep. And that's important. And you know, you know, that's important to allow people to be able to speak their truth. Because sometimes, I know you say you feel overwhelmed, but at the same time, sometimes just releasing certain things can help ease that pressure of feeling overwhelmed or anxiety or stress, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead, Gandy.
Man, I don't think I want to revisit because I think you took the words out of my mouth. You know, that was actually a conversation that I had with my therapist not too long ago. And it was, are you going to be okay not having closure? Because at some point you can't let these things, you know, inhibit you from growing or moving on. So, Mike already said it, but I appreciate your transparency and how you feel. Cause I think it's something that, you know, I go through, Mike goes through, and I know a lot of our audience members are going through it. And so, you know, it's like, hey, you can't, you got to grow and you got to go where you got to go. But yeah. Sometimes, you know, you may not have that closure 100%, but just bringing it up, having the conversation and eventually just saying, you know what, I've done my piece. I've said my piece. This is where I'm going to stand. That's okay. And I think you summed it up correctly when you were saying like, you know, hey, not every day is not going to be 100%. You're going to have those triggers. You're going to have those moments of weakness or where it's going to bring you back to a place that you don't want to be. But recognizing it and figuring out like, hey, I've been here before. This is what I've got to do to move on. And even if it's telling the people around you like, hey, you know what? I need a moment or I need a day or, hey, you know what? This isn't something that I want to talk about. I've moved past that. Being transparent with folks helps and goes a long way as well. So, you know, thank you for being transparent on that.
Oh, of course. I believe in being just me. I was told by a friend that we all have a representative, like a facade, or, you know, you play a part to sell yourself. I don't mm-hmm. have that. It's just me.
Yeah. And sometimes and we know this, it's the toughest road to walk on when it's just you. But just know that you are an inspiration. You know, we're inspired just hearing your story, but just know you're an inspiration to somebody else out there. And so, you know, if you're just saying like, it's me, like, I don't know, and I've run into this, like, I don't know if my voice has been heard or I'm not going to inspire, but like, the truth is you are inspiring somebody because somebody's going to be walking in those same shoes or walking the same road you are, and they're going to take inspiration from your story and they're going to go and do what they got to do, or they're going to go inspire. Like we've said this early on in one of our episodes, you inspire one, you can inspire many. You inspire one, they inspire two, they inspire four, and then it compounds. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, hey, you know what, do what you got to do, but just know somebody is hearing, listening to you, and is going something very similar to you as well.
And I feel awesome about that. Thank you guys once again. You know, that's all I feel like I'm here to do. That's a part of my purpose, to be mm-hmm. able to inspire somebody else. You know what yep. I mean? A lot of times people, you can tell like when someone else is checked out, like they just left life. They're just here, they're just existing. They've given up on everything else. And I want to be that person that sparks the fire in yep. somebody else's heart or in their spirit, letting them know like, hey, look, it's not time to check out. It's yep. time to stay here, be present, and do.
That's right. Amen to that. So we do have, I've got another question for you because we are the power of a growth mindset. And, you know, you had mentioned like, hey, you know, you're going through some things. We know we're going through some things, but it's important to know that you always keep a growth mindset. So we're interested in hearing amongst everything that's going on, whether it's from the radio, whether it's personal life, family life, like what are you doing to continue your growth mindset to ensure that you're continuing to grow, you're inspiring those around you, and of course, you're just elevating yourself day in and day out?
Well, recently with everything that was going on, I moved in with a friend mm-hmm. and she was going through a lot of things as well. And also, while we both are dealing with these life experiences, the only thing that I could do was be as supportive as I possibly could with her, because I knew how she felt and we were both in the same situation. There's probably someone somewhere out there that is probably going through worse or, are in better positions, but are still dealing with regular life issues or even more extensive. You know, I just want to make sure that I'm being positive in somebody else's corner, because right. We all need that at some point. And that's really, if I can't help you, I don't want, there's nothing much that we can do for each other.
Right.
I like that. If I can't help you and you can't help me, why are we here together? Because kind of like what you said, it's a cold world.
It is.
It's a cold world. And, thinking about it, like, if I can't help you, if you're saying I can't help you, and you're not allowing me to get connected to you or build that relationship with you off authenticity, like from my perspective and your perspective together, then I'm trying, you're not trying, why we're together. And which brings me to my question, what inspired It's a Cold World?
Because it is. It's a really, really cold world. You have to be prepared for everything and anything to take place. And the only way you can do that is being spiritually together, because it's so much going on in the world. It's so wicked out here. You never know what type of situation you could possibly be in. So I got the mantra from DJ Khaled, it's a cold world. You better bundle up, because it really is. Nobody cares at the end of the day. Nobody cares. But you have to be prepared, man. Prepared, be strong, be courageous, be resilient, because it's a cold world.
Yeah. I believe that as well. But living that, it's just like believing that particular statement. It's a cold world out here. But at the same time, we still have to find a way to build and trust somebody.
Yes.
Because, we need somebody. It's good to have somebody in your corner when the world hurts you the most. And that's the question that I used to ask a lot. Where do you go when the world hurts you the most? And for me, that was God. Mm-hmm. But before I knew God, that was my friends.
Yep.
And now it's like God, my therapist, my friends, and as much as people as I feel like I can trust, I can count all those people on one hand. But yep. At the same time, it's just like we were not all put on this earth to backstab or like not be able to trust and not be able to build relationships, because at the end of the day, we're humans. We were programmed and we were programmed to make mistakes. Yep. And that's the beauty of life, going through that forgiveness stage and then understanding as you create those boundaries, those healthy boundaries, that is needed. Because like back in undergrad, going back to the undergrad days, I have friends that I studied with. I have friends that I went out with. I have friends that I did certain things with. And I have friends that, friends for different reasons. But there was a fine boundary that I would never, ever allow them to cross, because at the end of the day, you are in my life for this reason. People come and go like seasons, Yep. And so it's just, you have to know where to put them at, so they don't overstay their welcome, And so it is a cold world, but at the same time, we don't necessarily need each other, but we need each other. Because, there are certain things where God just allow other people to come in our life at the right time, So I just want to touch on that, because, it's a cold word. It is. It definitely is. And having that mindset, you are aware. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we are given the opportunity to allow people to shape our lives in different capacities.
Yep. And even to follow up with that, man, we all want to be wanted and we all want to be needed. Like at the end of the day,
oh yes,
we do.
Yes.
Like that's human nature. That is human nature. And so, you know, as we had talked multiple times throughout this episode, is you're going to go through healing process, you're going to go through moments of highs, and you're going to go through moments of lows. But as Mike, you just pointed out, like, people come and go, and people come and serve a purpose, and then they walk away, or some people are meant to stay along for your journey. But at the end of the day, it's accepting, you know, you're going to make mistakes. It's accepting that other people are going to make mistakes, and giving yourself and those around you that grace. Because at the end of the day, life is a marathon, not a sprint. And it's a long journey. And you're going to have some folks who are going to come and inspire you. You're going to inspire some folks. And while it is, you know, like you had mentioned, it's a cold world, but like at the end of the day, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and there's some sunshine on the rainy days, and, you know, there's good coming out of some of the bad. So I'm gonna leave it at that right there.
Hey, let me find out.
It's not that it's like, oh my God, we're, you know, this, everybody's horrible. No, that's not what I mean.
No, we know that.
I'm not over here losing my stuff now. It's a cold world because it's mine, and you're just in it.
Hey, she dismissed everything we said. Hey, she came back with a comeback. Okay. Yep. Hey, you know what? Hey, that's what's up, though, because like I said, you know how people take stuff and they assume that it's something, and they don't necessarily know the content or the context, rather, behind it. And that's, hey, so what you just said, hey, I rocks with it. I rocks with it. So, you know, and as we begin to come to a close, you know, and we closing out our year, 2021. It's still crazy because, like, you know, it's crazy. I still write 2020 on my papers.
It feels like it.
We outside, man. It does not feel like 2020. Yeah. I've been outside a lot this year. But, you know, as we come, this year comes to a close, you know, do you have any words of encouragement? You know, you have shared a lot, and you have expressed your truth, but most importantly, you know, how we took It's a Cold World and try to make positive out of it, but you had already had context with It's a Cold World. So I was wondering, like, do you have any words of encouragement for other people out here who may be going through the same thing that you're going through, or have went through, or and going through? Do you have any words of encouragement for our people?
Be patient with yourself. Be patient with your growth. It's okay to take your time. And do not, for whatever reason, stop dreaming. And stay away from those who have.
How you know somebody has stopped dreaming?
How I know that someone has stopped dreaming, everything is mundane. Everything is programmed to be just one way. Like, you no longer speak about your future or what you want to do, what else you want out of your life.
Yep.
You know, it's like you see the fire dim in their eyes.
Okay. You know, I ask that question because, you know, we oftentimes we say stuff and we don't really provide the meaning behind it. And, you know, we can't assume that people know certain things, because somebody who's living in Rochester, New York, may not know what's really going on in Houston, or really know what's going on in Charlotte, North Carolina, or something like that. So just providing as much clarity as possible to help our audience understand when she say who may have stopped dreaming. It's not necessarily she's saying they are dead, but at the same time, they have stopped believing in the future, believing in themselves.
Yep.
Right. So thank you so much for sharing that. You know, for our audience, before you check out, you know, we would love to have you to share exactly what's how people can connect with you. So I was wondering, can you share your social media handles, but most importantly, like, email? How can people who want to collaborate with you, on how people who may want to donate or help give back or support the initiative of rebuilding your hometown, how can people get plugged into you?
All right, so you guys can reach me at itsacoldworld.com. That is my website for Radio 106 for booking or scheduling interviews or anything like that. Also, my handle on Facebook is Radio 106. And well, that's my personal page. Well, Radio 106 is the Facebook page. Kimmy Cold is my personal page. Instagram is Kimmy Cold as well. YouTube is Kimmy Cold as well. Anchor is Radio 106. Mm-hmm. Spotify is Radio 106. Google Play is Radio 106. All listening platforms, you can listen to Radio 106. And also, the hashtag is going to be hashtag Radio 106. Everything Radio 106.
Yo.
Everything Radio 106 hashtag. Yes. I love it. All right. So, you know, Kimmy, thank you so much for being a part of our show today. You know, today you shared a lot of things that centered around what we believe in on our show, like ending generational curses, but most importantly, knowing who you are and being able to show up as your true authentic selves. Don't ever quit believing in yourself and stop dreaming. You know, oftentimes there are a lot of obstacles thrown our way, and you know, at the end of the day, you are given the option. What are you going to do? You're going to sink or you're going to swim? And sometimes feel like sinking is the answer, because we got a lot of things going on in our lives. However, finding someone in our corner, whether that's, you know, family, a friend, or a hobby, or for you, you say your radio station, finding something that's going to help us express how we truly feel, and hopefully it allow us to be able to process trauma. And I know for me, I have been working on myself. You know, I have outlets and different people. And like I said, you have taught me some things to think first, because it's a cold world out here, you know. But most importantly, I'm sure our audience have received the message that you delivered today. So I just want to say thank you so much for joining us today. But most importantly, it's the power of a growth mindset. It all starts with you.